Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Several Boston-area researchers are scrambling today after yesterday's federal ruling, which temporarily stops human embryonic stem cell research. The judge said the Obama administration's expansion of federal funding for the research violates the law that prohibits the destruction of embryos for such research. Joining us to talk about this is Doug Melton. He's co-director of Harvard Stem Cell Institute. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How does this federal ruling affect your research?
Well, this ruling is a disappointment because it blocks federal funding for research. It doesn't stop our research. It just slows it down and makes us ever more dependent on philanthropic sources of funds to do the research.
And so does it affect funds that have already been provided to researchers, or is it future funding? Do you know where the line might be drawn?
It's a little bit confusing at the moment, but as I understand the ruling, it would affect both funds that are sort of in the pipeline now and certainly future funding from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And how do you interpret it, essentially? It's basically that the Obama administration's policy is illegal?
My interpretation is that this ruling would affect both the Obama ruling and that of the previous administration. Both administrations were trying to find a way to fund this research in the light of an amendment called the Dickey Wicker Amendment. And this ruling seems to speak to an interpretation of that.
Mm-hmm. And basically, can you explain the Dickey Wicker Amendment and what it did to this this research and funding for it?
The Dickey Wicker Amendment was written some years ago, and it has to do with how federal funds can be used to study embryonic cells and cells from embryos. And it has many ways that it could be interpreted. It's the sort of thing that lawyers can spend a lot of time trying to understand its meaning.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that this ruling overall is a victory for human embryonic stem cell opponents?
I would put it differently. I would say it's a setback for patients who were very hopeful after Obama's decision to reverse the previous restrictions.
Hmm.
The ruling also strikes me as a little odd because, as I understand it, it has to do with a complaint from a scientist that he will not be able to get grant money. It might be worth noting that this is a sort of disingenuous argument because all kinds of biomedical research compete with every other kind, and the most promising, you know, based on a competitive review, gets funded.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really make sense to me. The only scientists who are really hurt by the competition are those whose work is not competitive.
And that's because in the ruling, we're talking about specifically former MIT researcher Dr. James Shirley, who said that the Obama administration's expansion creates undue competition for his research, which looks into other ways to provide stem cells without using human embryos. Is that right?
I think he was one of the plaintiffs, but it's worth pointing out that the Harvard Stem Cell Institute has world-leading scientists working on adult stem cell research who are also supporters of embryonic stem cell research. And similarly, my own work focuses on embryonic stem cell work, but I also support adult work. So it's a sort of specious distinction to say that scientists can only do one or the other. The best work should be funded by competitive review.
The Obama administration is said to be considering an appeal of this ruling. That could take a long time. What would researchers do in the meantime? What do you think you'll do in the meantime?
Well, I've just sort of woken up to the news, so I would say that my immediate reaction is to get back to the lab and do experiments and to focus again on our supporters who'd like to see this work go forward. We labored under these restrictions in the previous administration, and it looks like we'll have to do so again if the court's ruling stands.
All right. Doug Melton, co-director of Harvard's Stem Cell Institute, talking with us about the federal ruling yesterday, which said that the Obama administration's expansion of federal funding for human embryonic stem cell research violates the law that prohibits the destruction of embryos for that research. Thanks very much for being with us, Doug.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.